Dick Toledo here, and you've found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, within the 98KUPD app, and PodcastOne.com. And this week, all podcasting content is brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
This Chris Evans thing is driving me nuts. Every time I flip on the news, another person has tweeted about the respect factor. And then I forget who it was just then. It was like Audrey Wauchope, Lieberstein, Kat Dennings from Kat Dennings, who has made a career out of talking about how bigger cans are. Bella Thorne. Chris Evans' wiener went out online the other day, accidental, and everybody's like, just, you know, no big deal, just respect his privacy and stuff. And then a bunch of people flooded the internet with pictures of Chris Evans that are cute and non-pee-pee related. So if you searched it, it would be harder to find Chris Evans' pictures of him with his dog and things like that. And now everybody's mad at men. Like, we didn't do anything. We're getting yelled at on emails, and it's like it's respect for Chris Evans. This is what Kat Dennings said. The public respect for Chris Evans' privacy and feelings is wonderful. Wouldn't it be nice if it extended to women when this kind of thing happened to them?
He actually is, I think maybe the fact that he's kind of a little more laid back about
it. Yeah, because nobody's
cares. It was a mistake. Sorry,
This Audrey Lieberstein lady said, women flooded Twitter with cute pictures of Chris Evans in an attempt to bury his dick pic. Men, would you return the favor for us next time?
No.
No. We want to make it easier to see. You've got to get that through your heads that we want to see women naked. Sorry.
And Kat Dennings' career pretty much is based on her cans.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody
totally
wanted to watch that, the two broads, yeah,
no,
whatever.
It was because there was a hot girl and a girl with huge cans. The show wasn't funny. It wasn't good.
I'd go through a six of seltzer watching it.
You'd knock out a full sixer, feel real bloated at the end of it, like, what have I done to myself? I'm a pervert. But yeah, I don't understand. Like, yeah, women don't want to see our penises because they're so easy to see. Chris Evans' thing is out there. And, like they know that. The reason Hildy exists, the reason Paige Baranak, the golfer, has changed from golf to, like, I look great, I can sell this, is because you guys know that. They
and
know
great golf
that.
Tips.
She has amazing golf tips. Two of the best golf tips I've ever seen.
Well, Anna Kournikova was never that great, but she was great to look at back in the day.
And everybody's like, but if her nude pictures leaked, we would want to see them.
Oh, yeah.
But if Chris Evans' naked wiener goes out or any other celebrity naked, you'd take a look and you'd be done with it because it's like you could see that just asking. Why is this like a respect factor? When Bella Thorne's naked pictures leaked out, my first thought was not, oh, my God, we need to protect Bella.
There is a little difference.
That's what we do. That's not what men do.
With the Chris Evans thing, is like if you do see it or whatever, okay, he's good, he passed. Or I feel so bad for him.
Right.
Because it's
even as a
micro
guy, I'm like, good for Chris Evans. Nice job. You got your wiener out there. Nobody wants to see. There's no, it goes back to supply and demand and leverage. There's no desire. Like, it won't sell. There are websites that make millions of dollars off of nip slips. TMZ is a whole station based on that. So this whole thing about respect and everything else, it isn't a sexual thing. It's just the way men are and the way women are. Yes, we want to see you naked. Yes, you know that. The reason women dress sexy and men – how does a man dress sexy?
What's more attractive?
How? Tell me answer that question. How in the world right now – you're a 55-year-old man, Brady. Tell me what it would take for you to dress sexy. Not because of your body or anything else. Go to the store and find sexy man clothes. They don't exist. Now, go to the women's section. Plunging necklines. High cut dresses.
Tight
jeans. Something that accentuates your ass. Something that makes your boobs look bigger. Push-up bras. Makeup. Hair extensions. All this stuff is designed for you guys to look sexier. All we have to do is basically be clean.
What's
That's the best we
too?
Can do.
the under boob shot, you know, like we have that picture.
Don't start
or
that.
An under bag shot, you know. Yeah. You're not going to get the same right. reaction.
Exactly. Women, you don't want to see just a little hint of our scrotum peeking out of our shorts. It's disgusting. You have played this game perfectly, ladies. Well, women, you have made our bodies gross and without leverage.
Women's bodies are, well, not all. Women's bodies are beautiful compared to men's.
Oh, my God.
I mean, come on.
So true. And the
worst part, design.
Like the big giant ones are even better looking than you guys.
True.
Like,
that's true.
Like, because of the shapes and stuff. But we, yes, we look at you that way, and it seems like you hate it. We like to look at your boobs and your butts. You know we like to, and then you hate that we do. If our dicks go out on the internet, it's a travesty. It's awful. I wouldn't even, like, would it even bother you? Like, oh, my God, my dick's out on the internet. Well, at least no one's going to get any pleasure out of it. We're all just going to find great shame in this and move
That's
on.
That's what I thought.
Right. And it's because we know deep down that if a woman was masturbating to that photo of our penises, it would be a compliment. Otherwise, they're just going to dismiss it, which I've been dealing with since the fifth grade anyway. It's like the dismissal of my genitals and myself. So that's fine, too. So women know
you
that when their
the
pictures...
You get the same comment underneath there?
Yeah.
You're funny. Have a great summer.
Right. Have a great summer. You were the best, Jeff. Oh, my yearbook sucks. I'm not Jeff. Angela didn't know who I was.
Will you sign my yearbook, Angela? Sure, Jeff.
Oh, this is bad.
Well, it starts with a J. That's close enough.
You were fun.
She spells it G-E-O-F-F.
Damn it.
Oh. Didn't even get it right. But yeah, women know that when their naked pictures go out, we're going to jerk off, and that makes them mad. If you jerked off to a photo of me, would send you, like, candy afterwards. Like, thank you. That is a wonderful compliment that you saw fit
Pepping
to masturbate to a photograph of my naked body.
So they should take it as a compliment as well.
But they don't.
Oh, I know.
Because we're weirdos. We chase it too much. We need to pull the leverage back. We need to get grossed out by naked pictures of girls. I don't think we have it in us.
I don't think we can do it.
I know. I'm with you. I don't think we can do it. I think the second we see a Hildy, and what women want us to do is when, like, the Hildy Instagram comes on, we look and go, ugh, I can't believe her. What is she doing? We can't. It is against our DNA. And it's played against us constantly. And we know that. So, yeah, Chris Evans, no, you're never going to get the same respect from Bella Thorne's leaked naked photos that she did by herself. She did on purpose, admittedly, to say, I'm in control of this myself. And then when somebody else took them and then dispersed them all over the place, then she's like, and then she got mad. Yeah. If you don't want to be objectified, you should move to the Middle East. Because that's what we do. And it isn't rapey. It's just the way we're built. We like to look at you. You're wonder. You're like statues and sunsets to us.
If you don't like us looking at you, then you should wear the Missy Elliott garbage bags and just go out like that.
We won't look at
right.
you.
And if you look like Missy Elliott,
I don't know. You still won't prevent it.
Let me tell you this. You won't. And you're right. Yeah. And I got a good exact reason. Like, Billie Eilish is very talented, exceptionally talented. Mm-hmm. In those giant baggy clothes, all we've done is seek out photos of what's she like under that. Is she hot or not? Like, and then we see one picture of her in a tank top, and turns out she's got big cans. And that's all that circulates on the internet.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
Look it up now. Because once guys figured that out, that's the only – you Google search Billie Eilish, that's the picture that comes up. And she's only been in that tank top twice publicly.
And I think of a couple weeks ago, people were like, screw that giant 5G sign. Chip next to it on the AT&T.
Lily did nothing at AT&T to
that
let you.
That was 5G? Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Lily did zero to say I'm sexy. Nothing. She's in Jay Leno's clothes. She's in all denim.
Yep.
We saw something and went, what's that? Google, who is Lily from AT&T for real? And we found pictures of her with her boobs out, and now Lily's being objectified. She did nothing. Ladies, you don't stand a chance in this fight. Not a chance. Never once has women watched an AT&T commercial and said, or, you know, like, who's Jake from State Farm? He's got a nice bulge in his pants. Let's find out who that guy is. You guys don't do that. And I know you want us to stop, but we won't.
But the lady calling is a Karen.
Yeah, the day we stop is the day they'll be most angry about it, too. The day we stop.
Whoa, I never would have guessed Billie Eilish.
Yeah, big ones.
Ooh.
They're big, too,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And remember when Justin Verlander and Kate Upton were naked together? No one ever said it was oh, poor Justin Verlander. No one cared.
No.
All you had to do was ask Justin Verlander to show us your butt and your boobs and your whatever. He'll do it. Kate Upton's leaked photos. there's Verlander's right next to her, and he's got a sloppy, saggy ass. Yeah, but he's nailing Kate Upton, so I'm sorry for he's fine. It's weird. It's just so strange, and it's just all over the place. Like, they want to make a big thing out of this, and you just it's just human nature. It's our genetics. It's what we're built as. Women don't look at guys. And you know what I did find out?
Not too many people were checking out Vegas Dave.
No, nobody was looking at Vegas Dave. They were like, how'd he do that? Is there a secret? Because he had Holly Saunders.
Yeah.
How? It made sense that Cliff Kingsbury had Holly Saunders for a little while. They're both attractive people. Vegas Dave was like a reject from Jersey Shore. And then you realize, oh, money. He's got tons of that. Of course she liked him. Yeah. And people say, you don't want us to look at you anymore. Stop wearing yoga pants. You wear yoga pants so we look. And when we look, you get mad. We're confused. Guys are confused. This is a confusing day and age for us.
I love yoga pants.
They're the
best. I'm the right woman.
Right.
You know.
Well, I like, that's true of all things.
Yeah.
I don't want to see yoga pants on a man.
Yeah. And most of them aren't doing yoga. I mean, come on. Come on.
Some are.
Oh, well.
It's like a four-wheel drive.
How so?
Most people aren't four-wheeling in their cars.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, you go out and go, oh, yeah, sports cars, four.
But you
drive.
Like the look of it.
Man.
Yeah. Well, it's like the old Adrian just texted in about the old Seinfeld episode where Elaine said women's bodies are beautiful and men's bodies are utilitarian like a Jeep.
Exactly.
It's
right.
True, though.
Get you from A to
100%.
B. 100%. You go over the hill, you go through the thing, we'll get you there. But women's bodies are sunsets. And unfortunately, you're strapped with that. We like looking at them. And God forbid the internet gets hold of naked pictures of you. I know it can be because you do because women go to such great lengths to hide that, even from their husbands. Like you walk by your wife and she'll cover up. Like it's their nature to hide it from even the people who've seen it a million times. Like, oh, my towel fell. Oh, like, I walk around with dorks out and nobody cares. No one. Like the dogs even look like, come on, man.
Well, because a few have ruined it. In a way.
Right.
Just gone too far.
But we got to stop that.
Yeah.
We got to stop. You ruin it because we're going too far because the steeplechase is so hard. You're running up this hill all the time, and when you get close, some guys get a little weird and start grabbing.
Lose your mind.
Yeah, start losing their minds. The game is so difficult. Women, you'll never understand. That's why dollar to 72 cents. It's because we've got a bigger hill to climb to impress you, and we can't give you the same amount of money, then you wouldn't need us at all. If we were paying you equal, we would be obsolete.
You're making great money right now.
You're doing three quarters of what I do for a reason. We can't have you button up against mine. Oh, my God. I'd be done. If it was easy for you to make the same amount of money, what use have I?
I like your company.
Nobody likes my company. I only have one thing to think about. I'm not that good.
Can't you see you've started world wars?
Yeah. There's a reason Helen of Troy is still a story because it, and to every man, kind of makes sense. Like if Hilde pitted 10 nations against each other, you could see that thing erupting pretty easily. Cleopatra, great wars were fought over pretty women. Great wars were never fought by women over the affection of one dude.
Mark Anthony says, I'm staying here, man.
Never had a guy on top of a hill going, well, ladies, the winner gets me. They wouldn't fight. Like, this guy's full of himself. We see, like, Hilde on a mountaintop saying, Germany, England, I am yours. Fight for me. You'd see guns of me. I'm getting that.
I want to stay with you.
Yeah. I would be with all of you, all of the entire nation. I'm going to clone myself into the millions for the winning country. All right, get the military out. Yeah, just get those guys out. We're going to get one of those. We're going to get the million Hildes. And I know eyes are rolling and ladies, but it's true. Helen of Troy is a real thing. The face that launched 1,000 ships. There's never been a dude's face done that. Ladies have never built militaries to fight for a guy. It's never happened. Women don't go out and buy guns to protect the house. You just got to get over it. We like you more than you like us, and we know it. We're sorry about that. Chris Evans' dick shows no interest to the general public.
You don't think that launched 1,000 ships?
No. Oreos are good. Hydrox are not. Women are Oreos. Men are Hydrox. You'll eat one, but you don't want it. You want the Oreo. That's it. We're the less marketable, less useful item. So enough with the whole equality thing on this. You guys have to accept that it's just not a thing.
Would be nice if we got the same courtesy extended to us when our nudes went out.
It's not happening. It would also be nice if I sprouted wings and flew around for a little while. Neither are going to occur. Ugh. I do want to see Chris Evans' dick, though. I got to be honest. I want to see what Captain America's packing.
Engorged.
Find me that photo. I don't want to see it engorged.
It is.
It is?
Yeah.
He took a picture of his heart on?
Yeah.
For what?
That's what I read.
That's what I drew. I mean read. Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you see it?
I didn't.
Was it any good? Brett, find me that. Find me Captain America's dick now.
I don't know where to find it, but I'm looking.
Just Google search Chris Evans'
dick.
I
am, but it's all these TMZ, like, oh.
Go to images. Let me see. Well, I don't know if our work computers will let us see it. Evans, naked. I don't know if we can see it. Images.
I've got the ones he sent me.
Well, I've just got a picture of a guy who looks like Chris Evans masturbating in the back of a car. Close enough. Seen one, seen them all. That's it. I don't want to see Captain America beaten off in a Taurus. That was awkward. Anyway, there you go. Ladies, we're sorry we like you so much. We'll try harder not to. It seems like that's the message that's being sent. Please stop liking us so much. And when we get naked, don't look. Oh, man. That's going against thousands of years of genetic training. It took a wolf 56 generations in testing to eliminate some of its natural instinct. 56 generations of wolves in a test. Men, if you even go biblically, we're talking hundreds of thousands of generational changes and stuff. And the one thing you're never going to drill out of us is we like you naked.
And the guys that had the, second and third generation wolves, it's a tough go.
It wasn't easy to try to get them around the kids. I think this one's ready, but keep your fingers crossed. Yeah, wolves, you can't breed it out of them. Their instinct will always kick in. I mean, 56 generations before they started to see like a little bit of a change. Just a little bit. And that was pure, not the ones that you try to mix with, like a dog
husky
or something. Yeah,
no,
yeah, let's try to have it kind of half whatever. It was never raised that way. Let's get ourselves ready. We got the hot releases coming up in just moments. It's 98 KUPD. We love you naked.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.